Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Their idea of compromise is you agreeing with them. You're listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. You know, kind of a heavy topic today, but super relevant. We're going to be getting tactical. Well, actually, they are. We're talking about what happens when you go no contact with a narcissist.
Hmm. Yeah, it can get interesting.
To put it mildly, right? Like, you've made this big decision, you're stepping away from the chaos, but how does the narcissist handle it? That's what we're diving into.
It's not always pretty.
Understatement of the year. But luckily, we've got an amazing resource today. We're working with this transcript from a YouTube video. It's by a narcissistic abuse recovery coach named Christina.
Oh, I've seen her stuff. She's really good.
The best. Really insightful. And she's got this kind of dark humor about the whole thing. You know, you got to find the humor sometimes.
You really do. It can be a lifeline, that's for sure.
So whether you're dealing with this personally, and if you are, sending you so much strength, or you're just here to level up your, let's call it, narcissist spotting skills.
Always a useful skill.
You're going to want to hear this. It's like getting a peek behind the curtain, you know?
Yeah.
Seeing the narcissist's playbook laid bare.
And once you recognize those patterns, once you understand the why behind the behavior, it can be incredibly empowering.
Right. No more being caught off guard. So Christina starts by talking about the narcissist's initial reaction to no contact. And honestly, it's kind of funny in a messed up way.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm already cringing just thinking about it.
They're so convinced you'll be the one to crack first. Like, they're just so darn irresistible.
Well, it's that whole need for control, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coupled with the inflated ego. They literally can't fathom a world where they're not the center of attention.
Oh, 100%. It's like they're the cat toying with the mouse, you know?
Yeah.
Just biding their time, waiting for the little guy to scurry back.
Ugh, that's such a perfect analogy, though.
Christina uses it, and it's spot on. But here's the thing, and this is important if they're met with silence. If you actually stick to no contact, that throws them off balance. Like, wait a minute, the mouse isn't supposed to run that way.
Exactly. And that disruption to their little game, that's actually a really good sign. It means you're breaking free from their control, even if it doesn't feel like it at first.
Right. You're not playing by their rules anymore. But, and you knew there was a but coming. Right. It's not like they just give up. Oh, no, that's when things get really interesting.
That's when the real games begin. Buckle up, folks.
So tactic number one, straight out of Christina's playbook, and I'm quoting here, the charm offensive.
Oh, I've been on the receiving end of that one. Not fun.
I can imagine. So for those who haven't had the pleasure, what does that look like?
It's like they've suddenly remembered every single thing they supposedly loved about you, every little quirk, every inside joke, and they weaponize it.
It's like they've dug up that old photo album from the beginning of your relationship, you know, the one where everything was sunshine and roses, and they're holding it up like, remember this, remember how good we were?
Right. And it's all designed to make you question your decision, to make you second guess yourself.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they have changed. Maybe things could be different this time.
They're good. I'll give them that. But as Christina warns us, and I'm paraphrasing here, that charm, it's often about as deep as a puddle.
All surface, no substance. And trust me, the second you let your guard down, the second you give them an inch, they'll take a mile.
So don't fall for it. Easier said than done, I know. But awareness is key.
Absolutely. Recognize the tactic for what it is, manipulation. And then you can start to detach from the emotional pull of it.
Okay, so let's say you're onto their games. You're ignoring the charm offensive. Christina says the narcissist might try a different approach. She calls it the bait of closure.
Ah, yes. This one's classic.
Yeah.
And particularly insidious because it plays on something we all crave resolution. They might say things like, I owe you an explanation, or can we at least talk about this like adults? And on the surface, it sounds incredibly reasonable.
It does. Like, who wouldn't want a mature conversation, a chance to get some answers, to find some peace?
Exactly. And that's how they hook you back in. Because with a narcissist, genuine closure is about as rare as, well, let's just say it's pretty darn rare. It's just another way for them to regain control, to pull you back into their web of dysfunction.
Okay, I'm getting major red flag vibes here.
As you should. Don't fall for it.
Okay, so we've got the charm offensive, the fake promise of closure. What's next in the narcissist's playbook?
Well, if those don't work, get ready for the best life charade.
Oh, this one's practically unavoidable these days, thanks to social media.
Right. It's like suddenly they're living their best life, new hobbies, amazing friends, exotic vacations, the works.
And maybe even a new partner, perfectly positioned for maximum impact.
Oh, absolutely. It's all very strategic, very calculated to trigger a reaction from you. They want you to see how over you they are, how much better their life is without you.
And of course, it's all a facade.
Exactly. It's a carefully curated illusion designed to make you feel insecure, jealous, maybe even regretful about your decision to walk away. But remember, it's all smoke and mirrors.
So how do you even combat that, especially when it's blasted all over your social media feeds?
Honestly, sometimes the best defense is a good unfollow or mute button. You don't need that kind of negativity in your life. out of sight, out of mind.
Solid advice.
And remember, their happiness, or at least their portrayal of it, is not your responsibility. Focus on cultivating your own happiness.
Love that. Okay, so you're scrolling past the best life charade post. You're doing great, but then you start to hear things, whispers, friends asking if you're okay, if something happened.
Ah, yes. This is what Christina calls silent sabotage, and it can be incredibly damaging.
Okay, so break it down for us. What's going on here?
This is where the narcissist goes undercover. They're not going to come right out and attack you, at least, not directly. Instead, they'll plant seeds of doubt, spread rumors, play the victim to anyone who will listen.
It's like they're puppeteering from the shadows, trying to control the narrative and turn people against you.
Exactly. And because they're often so charismatic and convincing, some people actually believe their lies.
That's got to be so frustrating, feeling like you have to defend yourself against these baseless accusations.
It's incredibly invalidating. And that's why it's so important to remember that you don't owe anyone an explanation. Your true friends and family will see through the lies eventually.
And as tempting as it can be to try and set the record straight, sometimes the best approach is to just disengage.
Exactly. Don't give them the satisfaction of a reaction. Don't get sucked into their drama.
So we've got silence, we've got charm, we've got stealth attacks. What other tricks does the narcissist have up their sleeve?
Well, if all else fails, get ready for the pity party.
The pity party. I feel like I know this one.
Oh, yeah. This is a classic narcissistic manipulation tactic. Oh. It's all about them playing the victim, trying to make you feel sorry for them.
So what are they, like, suddenly struck with a case of the sniffles?
Oh, it can be anything. They might suddenly become super vulnerable and start talking about how much they miss you, how lost they are without you, how much they're hurting. Or, like you said, they might even invent health issues to get your sympathy.
Wow, that's pretty low.
Yeah, it's not their finest moment, that's for sure. But here's the thing, and Christina points this out in her video sometimes, the pity party isn't even really about you. It's about them putting on a show for everyone else.
Oh, right. Like a public display of faux vulnerability.
Exactly. They're trying to control the narrative, paint themselves as the victim, and maybe even turn other people against you.
Ugh. It's like they thrive on that drama.
They do. And the more you engage, the more you try to defend yourself or reason with them, the more fuel you're giving them.
So what do you do? How do you handle a narcissist's pity party without getting sucked back into their drama?
Well, first, it's important to remember that you are not responsible for their emotions. You can have compassion for them without taking on the responsibility of fixing their problems or making them feel better.
Because that's their thing, right? Yeah. To make it everyone else's problem.
Exactly. So set those boundaries. And if they start laying on the guilt trips, remind yourself that it's just another manipulation tactic.
Okay, so what happens when the pity party doesn't get the desired results?
Well, according to Christina, they might escalate things with a little guilt tripping and emotional blackmail.
Ooh, that sounds even more intense. Like, what are we talking about here?
So this is where they really try to weaponize your empathy and your sense of responsibility. They might start making comments about how your silence is affecting everyone around you. Your children, your parents, your friends, their goldfish, you name it.
So basically, they're trying to hold your relationships hostage.
Pretty much. And the worst part is they might actually believe they're doing the right thing. Remember, narcissists often have a very distorted sense of reality. They see themselves as the victim, even when they're the ones causing all the drama.
Okay, that's kind of scary, to be honest. Like, how do you even begin to reason with someone who's that deep in denial?
You don't. It's not your job to fix them or change them. And honestly, it's probably impossible anyway.
So what can you do?
Focus on yourself. Focus on your own healing, your own growth. Surround yourself with people who love and support you. And remember, you don't have to engage with their toxic behavior.
Solid advice. Okay, so we've talked about the charm offensive, the bait of closure, the best life charade, the pity party, and even emotional blackmail. Is there anything else this narcissist has up their sleeve?
Oh, we're not done yet. Christina says if all else fails, they might just launch an all-out smear campaign.
Okay, so I'm guessing this one's not pretty.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
This is where the narcissist drops all pretense of civility and goes on the offensive, spreading rumors, lies, and half-truths designed to damage your reputation and turn others against you.
So they basically become a bull in a china shop.
More like a bull with a megaphone in a china shop. They'll target anyone they think they can influence, friends, family members, colleagues, even your barista, if they think it'll get back to you.
And because they're often so charming and convincing, some people might actually believe their lies.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so insidious. You're constantly fighting an uphill battle, trying to defend yourself against these ridiculous accusations.
So what's the best way to handle a smear campaign? Do you try to defend yourself, or is that just playing into their hands?
It's tough. There's no easy answer. Sometimes the best approach is to just rise above it. Don't engage in the drama. Don't try to convince everyone of your side of the story. Just focus on living your life with integrity.
So basically, don't stoop to their level.
Exactly. And honestly, anyone who's easily swayed by a narcissist's sneer campaign probably wasn't a true friend in the first place.
That's a good point. And it speaks to the importance of surrounding yourself with people who are discerning, who can see through the manipulation, and who will support you unconditionally.
Absolutely. Those are the relationships that matter.
We've covered a lot of ground here. The charm offensive, the bait of closure, the best life charade, the pity party guilt tripping, and even the all-out smear campaign. It's like a masterclass in manipulation, honestly.
It is. But remember, narcissists don't always follow this playbook in a linear fashion. They might cycle through these tactics, trying different approaches to see what sticks.
It's like they're constantly running experiments on you, huh?
Sadly, yes. Which is why it's so important to understand these tactics, to recognize the patterns. Because once you can see the game for what it is, you're less likely to get played.
It's all about taking back your power.
Exactly. You're no longer reacting to their every move. You're in control.
That's a powerful thought. So no matter what tactic the narcissist throws at you, remember their ultimate goal is always the same: to regain control, to undermine your resolve, and to pull you back into their web.
And knowledge is your best defense against that. The more you understand their motivations and their methods, the better equipped you'll be to protect yourself and build a happier, healthier life.
It's like Christina says in the video, knowledge is power. And she's not wrong. Now, there's one thing Christina doesn't explicitly address in her video, and it's something I've been thinking about throughout this entire conversation. What happens when a narcissist realizes they've not just lost a round of the game, but that the whole game is over?
That's an interesting question. I mean, do they have that level of self-awareness? Is it even possible for them to comprehend a world in which they don't hold all the cards?
Right. Like, what does that even look like? Do they finally have this epiphany and decide to change their ways? Or do they just find a new game board, a new target for their manipulations?
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. And while we may never have a definitive answer, I think simply asking the question is a powerful reminder that we always have a choice. We can choose to stay trapped in their cycle of manipulation, or we can choose to break free and create a life that's authentically our own.
Well said.
And sometimes that's the most powerful act of all, to walk away from the game, to refuse to play by their rules, and to create our own happiness on our own terms.
Couldn't agree more.
This has been such an insightful deep dive. Thank you for sharing your expertise with us today.
It was my pleasure. Always happy to shed some light on these important topics.
And to all our listeners, keep exploring, keep questioning, and remember, the most empowering journey is the one that leads you back to yourself. It really does make you think. And while we may never have a definitive answer, I think simply asking the question is a powerful reminder that we always have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
We can choose to stay trapped in their cycle of manipulation, or we can choose to break free and create a life that's authentically our own.
Well said.
And sometimes that's the most powerful act of all.
Yeah.
To walk away from the game, to refuse to play by their rules, and to create our own happiness on our own terms.
Would agree more.
This has been such an insightful deep dive. Thank you for sharing your expertise with us today.
It was my pleasure. I'm always happy to shed some light on these important topics.
And to all our listeners, keep exploring, keep questioning, and remember, the most empowering journey is the one that leads you back to yourself.
Thanks for listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook for more. And remember, the best revenge is living well without them.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.